the former press secretary to the Queen, Dickie Arbiter, with us now. Morning to you, Dickie.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning to you. I don't know if you heard George, one of our callers this morning, saying it was the Duchess's fault. She should have known her position.
I don't think it's a case of that at all. Quite frankly, if she'd been on a public beach, then it would have been fair game, but she wasn't. She was actually, to all intents and purposes, in her back garden. The fact that the photograph was taken from something like 1,000 metres away speaks volumes. And the thing is that do you cover up at home as well? She thought she was private. She had every reason to believe that she was private. There is the question of security. Should security have cased the joint? If they could see the road from the house, then the road could see them. But that's another issue altogether. No, she's entitled to privacy like anybody else. If she'd been on a beach, fair game, she wasn't.
But Dickie, she's not anybody else. She knows she's going to be a target for this type of thing. Whether it's right or not, she is going to be a target. Was there not a naivety there in her taking her top off where she potentially could be photographed?
Well, you can also you can always put ifs and buts. If she hadn't taken it off, then she wouldn't have been photographed. No, I mean, she's perfectly entitled to do in her garden what she wants to do, what she did, she did in all innocence, in belief that she was safe, she was secure. The fact that she wasn't, well, we've seen them out in the public domain now.
Dickie, they're trying to seek this court order today in France, and yet the sister paper in Italy, they're publishing a 26-page spread.
Well, they are publishing, and the things have been on the internet, and they've been in the magazine Closer. They're making, William and Kate are making a point that you can't go out, make pots of money, and think you're going to get away with it. There are privacy laws in France. The law says that you can't invade somebody's privacy. If you do, you're liable to a fine of €42,000 or a jail sentence or both. Now,
nobody has ever been jailed before. And the maximum fine's about £36,000, Dickie. Yes. It's peanuts compared to the amount of money the papers will make.
It is peanuts, but you quite rightly say nobody has been jailed before. There is always a first time.
Dickie, thank you very much.